4. Ted goes blank. Bobby goes to the beach. McQuown. The Winkle. The day after school ended, Carol Gerber's mom crammed her Ford estate wagon with kids and took them to Savin Rock, a seaside amusement park 20 miles from Harwich. Anita Gerber had done this 3 years running, which made it an ancient tradition to Bobby, S.J., Carol, Carol's little brother, and Carol's girlfriends Yvonne, Angie, and Tina. Neither Sully John nor Bobby would have gone anywhere with three girls on his own, but since they were together, it was okay. Besides, the lure of Savin Rock was too strong to resist. It would still be too cold to do much more than wade in the ocean, but they could goof on the beach and all the rides would be open. The Midway, too. The year before, Sully John had knocked down three pyramids of wooden milk bottles with just three baseballs, winning his mother a large pink teddy bear which still held pride of place on top of the Sullivan TV. Today, S.J. wanted to win it a mate. For Bobby, just getting away from Harwich for a little while was an attraction. He had seen nothing suspicious since the star and the moon scribbled next to the hopscotch grid, but Ted gave him a bad scare while Bobby was reading him the Saturday newspaper, and hard on the heels of that came an ugly argument with his mother. The thing with Ted happened while Bobby was reading an opinion piece scoffing at the idea that Mickey Mantle would ever break Babe Ruth's home run record. He didn't have the stamina or the dedication, the columnist insisted. Above all, the character of this man is wrong, Bobby read. The so-called Mick is more interested in nightclubbing than... Ted had blanked out again. Bobby knew this, felt it somehow even before he looked up from the newspaper. Ted was staring emptily out his window toward Colony Street and the hoarse, monotonous barking of Mrs. O'Hara's dog. It was the second time he'd done it this morning, but the first lapse had lasted only a few seconds. Ted bent into the open refrigerator, eyes wide in the frosty light, not moving, then giving a jerk, a little shake, and reaching for the orange juice. This time he was totally gone. Wigsville, man, as Cookie might have said on 77 Sunset Strip. Bobby rattled the newspaper to see if he could wake him up that way. Nothing. Ted? Are you all right? With sudden dawning horror, Bobby realized something was wrong with the pupils of Ted's eyes. They were growing and shrinking in his face as Bobby watched. It was as if Ted were plunging rapidly in and out of some abysmally black place, and yet all he was doing was sitting there in the sunshine.